So the Gemara discusses who wrote the last day Psukim, Machokas Rabbi Shimon versus Rabbi Yehuda, whether it was Yoshua or was it Moshe. You have different issues with either one, but the Gemara, but we paskin, the Rambam says, we paskin like Rav Shimon, that Moshe wrote it, but he wrote it b'dema. So that's what we discussed last time. We went into the Vilna Gaon, Elo ve'Elo, that based on the Ramban, that Moshe wrote it in its pristine state, Shmos of Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, but then Yoshua wrote the rest. And then we gave different pshatim, what's the significance of Yachid Kore Osam. We had Rashi, Mafsikin, you gotta read it straight, you can't break it up and make hafsakas. You have Rabbeinu Meshua, you can't even have a Baal Kore and an Ola. You just need one of them. And whoever gets the Aliyah, he lanes also. It's Yachid Korosam. Well, according to Rashi, you could have a Baal Kore and an Ola. You just have to do it a Psukim, you can't split it up. Mordechai, the Talmud Chacham, and the Rashash is. Normally you can read over the parshas many times, like those sabracha, but here not. That's what we read to last time. So the famous Rambam. The Rambam, you know what's called Yachid Korosam? So you don't need a minion. Yachid versus Sibor. Usually when we dive and when we lean, we need a minion. In fact, that's the famous gum. The briskers, everyone, and there was just a whole discussion on whether Kriyas HaTorah is a Choves at Tzibor or not, like the Sharia. Five others point out that depending on the Tzibor, that's why perhaps if you dismissed the weeks, then you wouldn't have to make it up because it was on, because it's only a din on the Tzibor. So either way, there. The Rabbi Bright that Yachid, you don't even need a minion. That's the famous Brisker thing with they held it was a Chovas a Yachid. That says the Rav had two grandfathers. One felt it was a Chovas a Tzibor, and Rav Chaim felt it was a Chovas a Yachid. They say it was more makpid on Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibor than he was Tefillah B'Tzibor. And they hold, of course, it's a Chovas HaYachid, but you need a minion. You need 10 people to reign as well. So, regardless, whatever it means, is the last day Psukim, you don't need a minion for. So maybe it's a pure Chovas HaYachid. So, of course, the famous Kash of the Ravid, and like very funny, Rambam, Ech haminyan halach? What do you mean? All of a sudden, the last eight psukim. You don't need a minyan. Where did the minyan disappear to? So of course, the symbol of shad is like, what do you mean? The Ravid didn't know about Simchas Torah. Everyone's out making kiddush. So that's why. That's where the minyan went. But either way, with Salabatiak has a different shot. Yes, the beautiful shot in the Rambam, because we know that we do Kriyas HaTorah, Zechel Amayim and Har Sinai, that we want to resurrect. Remember that the Torah given in Har Sinai. So, and we want to imitate the way Moshe gave it to Klai Yisrael. So Rav Salavezik explained when it came to the role of the Torah, he came out and taught it to Klai Yisrael. However, it's not Mistabra that he'd go around and he'd just teach Vayamash Moshe. So that's what Rav Salavechik pointed out, that if Kriyas HaTorah, Zechel L'Matan Torah, or Kabbalas HaTorah, so just like Moshe only taught it publicly the majority of the Torah, but the last eight psukim, he taught privately, because he wasn't going to go around teaching publicly about his death that didn't even happen yet. So that's the pshat. Yochin koreosam. You don't need a minion. And that's the pshat, and that's why, as opposed to Rashi, Yochin means you can't break emaf seikin. You can't. You got to read the last day psukim straight. Rabbeinu Meshulam, not only straight, but you need to have about one bal kore. The ola has to be the bal kore, the bal kore, the ola. You have the Mordechai, the Hei Yediya, the Rav, the Talmud Chacham of the town. Then we had the Rashash, that we can't read it over twice, three times. What's the real way to read it? One, so we have the Rambam, Yochid versus Sibor. And then for the last day psukim, you can even read B'yachid. And that's the whole Yisod of Kriyas HaTorah, Zecher L'mayim and Har Sinai. That's for the Maharam Rundberg, the minhag to stand during Kriyas HaTorah, since the Jews stood at Har Sinai. So we stand the Kriyas HaTorah, which is a imitation of Man Torah, of Sinai. And in fact, that's what Rashi points out, well, the Rav points out, based on Rashi. Like Rashi writes, that we quoted, Moshe wrote a bedemo, if he rove star, Moshe was crying. So, what does he explain? Why was Moshe crying? Because he realized he was writing it with tears that he wasn't going to impart the Sefer Torah with Kedusha Sefer Torah. So if it wasn't endowed with Kedusha Sefer Torah, so therefore that's why Moshe was crying. And in fact, we see an important lesson that we know builders all know how to build, but the secret for builders is sometimes in order to build, you have to destroy. That was the Yisod of Moshe Rabbeinu, even though he came back down, and his whole life's work was the Luchas. And he went ahead and broke the Luchas, so we see the great, and that's why Hinei Kol Yisrael, the way to the Torah ends, that the greatness of Jewish leadership is we usually lead by building, but a leader has to know sometimes you got to break everything down and rebuild. Like we see by Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's the Yisola Eini Kol Yisrael, that the Jews were able to continue on even after a setback. Sometimes you have to destroy. It's a constructive one, that you have to destroy things in order to be able to improve and make a better shot at it.